so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Globalists, left, Democrats, every damn channel there are celebrating the Tucker Carlson, Republican, Nick Fuentes Civil War. And as usual, I was right at the heart of orchestrating all of it. And I don't say that with pleasure. I say that because God told me that. And I haven't revealed this yet. I've told the crew this a few years ago. They're like, we don't dislike Nick Fuentes, but why do you have him on? And what is your interest in him? And I told them, I said, it's not my show that's going to end up making him a big factor. I said, got the nose. I was like, God's like, eh. Get close to that guy. Try to influence him. And then I'm given the next piece of the mission, just like Joe Rogan. God put me close to Joe Rogan. I never sought him out. 1998, met him, became friends by 99, hung out a ton. 2000, 2006, 2007, 2008. I mean, he would get me tickets, go to UFC all the time. We'd come to town, dinner all the time. I mean, we were like, hung out a lot back then. And that's why I've never been a hypocrite. I'm a Christian, but I haven't done that in many, many years. But back then, we go to topless bars and stuff after his comedy shows, whatever. The point is that I know Joe well. Well, let's just say we've taken hallucinogens together quite a few times. And I've never lied to people about that. I don't like hard drugs. I don't take opiates. I don't take speed, cocaine. I've tried it all, here and there. I never shot anything. But, I mean, drugs are really bad, folks. Kids stay away from them. But I've taken mushrooms, LSD, you name it. But the point is that I've taken it more than a few times with Joe. And it was about 15 years ago, he kind of got into podcasting, partially because of me, and I came in studio, and he wanted my advice, names of equipment, all that. And I always thought he was going to be important, even when he was just a comedy show online, smoking pot, making jokes. And by the way, he never even started smoking pot till about when I first knew Joe. He didn't smoke pot. Started getting into it with Eddie Bravo. He met after me at their dojo or their place where they do the. My point is, I'll get more into this later. So I can't tell the story now. But I've said on air, you can find the clips, a decade ago when I was getting pissed at Joe, and then when I went after him. Because I knew he was hanging out with the left, the globalists. He was getting co-opted by them. I knew the people that were on the shows, the professors, were CIA from my sources. And I knew he was joining the dark side. And I started calling Joe up about it, calling him out. And saying, you're joining the wrong team. And that was because literally before Joe was even a big deal. I mean, he was a big deal with the TV show and Fear Factor and UFC, but not what he is today. I knew Joe was going to be a big deal. I said it. And so God put me in a position to know him right off the bat. And it's the same thing with Nick Fuentes, knowing him 9 years. So I'm like a heat-seeking missile. And I'm literally, it's crazy when you just tune into the Force. I don't mean that in a Star Wars way. That's an analogy of how it really works, the spirit. So we'll get into that coming up. Stay with us. We're talking about how they're trying to create a depression and a stock market crash straight ahead. Share those live feeds, Paul Revere's. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is close to being shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Speaking with Viktor Orban, it's still ongoing, but I backed it up to some key questions here. Then I'm going to get to Bannon and this whole political thing about we've got to indict the deep state now or it's over. And I know we keep saying it, but I mean, we're starting to get movement. It's like we're a four-wheel drive truck stuck in the mud, and we finally catch some traction, and we're starting to roll out of it. And so the American people need to get out behind the truck in the mud and help push the son of a bitch out. Because if we sink into this planned Great Depression, technocracy, New World Order, we're going to fight our way out of it. The globalists won't get away with it, but it's going to be extremely painful. It's going to kill billions of people, and it's going to be hell on earth. Maybe I should talk about what the different scenarios and what I'm talking about. I mean, I know a lot of you have been around the world, so you understand what I'm getting at here, but I just don't think the average trendy that's never been out of their high-rise apartment and has pink or purple hair and thinks that's cool and original and, you know, thinks pedophilia is great and thinks world government's great and thinks God's bad and thinks America's bad. These people literally are like potted plants. They're like space aliens. They just have given up their humanity, and they're ignorant. They're weak, they're soft, they're stupid, but they're entitled and arrogant. I mean, literally, I couldn't pull over in the middle of the countryside and walk into a Mexican restaurant and, you know, be able to take on more than, say, three average Mexican workers. I mean, I could probably, if I went into really savagely, I wish I wouldn't do it, but I'm saying I'm a tough guy, I might be able to, you know, kill three of them. I'm not saying I'm going to do that. It's an analogy. Same thing. We'll pull into some redneck restaurant. Just randomly, I'm going to attack the first three guys that go in. I have a real problem taking on three guys. I look at these liberals, these groups up in their events. I could literally, with my bare hands, if they couldn't get out of the room, kill 100 of them in a couple hours. Because they'll all hide in the corner while you grab one, strangle them, move on to the next one. Maybe a few charge you. They finally, you know, get some will. But I mean, I don't mean that meanly. I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to kill them. I'm saying, just at an animal level, these people are pathetically weak. I could break each one of their necks. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. You know, most people have a governor, which is a good thing. You hold back. It's a subconscious thing. It's why they hypnotize weightlifters and stuff. They can lift like, you know, twice as much. All you got to do with force is grab somebody by the head and the jaw this way and decide and say, die. All you just go, yeah. Their head's the other way. Their neck's broken. Yeah. So, throw it out ain't real. You can certainly shatter their larynx, though. I've done it. And the only reason I talk about that is the point we're at now, politically, nonviolently, we have to will it. And all you do, the face is right here, step a little to the side, grab the back of the neck and the head, jam the hand up under the jaw, and say, "Die!" And if you really want to do it, just say, "Die!" Is the will of the word is the key. And then just... Now, maybe the EMTs get them and they can reattach and keep them alive, but they're paralyzed the neck down if they're lucky. But if you walked into a room of just black people, regular black people, or Mexicans or whites, they would immediately see you had ill intent. When you tried to reach in to do that, they would immediately have instinct and push back. And it wouldn't be so easy, see? It's so easy with the left, just, die. And we don't want that. It's an analogy. But how do they feel being like, well, the globalists have them. The globalists slowly break their necks all day. And it makes me sick to see it because I want to empower them. I want to supercharge them. I want them to know what I know. I want them to be strong and successful. These stupid, mainly old, you know, Karen white women and the Hispanics and black ones too. You see them. But I mean, it is just they're losers, conned. They believe anything. They are helpless idiots. And they're helping destroy civilization. And when everything collapses, they'll think Donald Trump did it with his tariffs. Even though the system is stomping on top of everything with everything they've got. I mean, the full move is you break the neck in the first move, then you got to go like that. Sorry. But let's go to Trump here. I'm going to settle down for a minute. This is how pissed off I am, though. Here, just go to Trump with the leader of Hungary.
Mr. Orban has requested an exemption as it relates to oil that is coming from Russia. Is that something that you are prepared to do? And may I ask Mr. Orban a question in regards to that very issue?
Sure. We're looking at it because it's very difficult for him to get the oil and gas from other areas. As you know, they don't have the advantage of having sea. It's a great country. It's a big country, but they don't have sea. They don't have the ports. And so they have a difficult problem. There's another country that has that same problem, by the way. But when you look at what's happened with Europe, many of those countries, they don't have those problems. And they buy a lot of oil and gas from Russia. And as they know, I'm very disturbed by that because we're helping them and they're going and buying oil and gas from Russia. So that question could be really asked maybe more accurately if you talked about many European countries, not Hungary necessarily, because Hungary is in a different position. But many European countries are buying oil and gas from Russia. And they have been for years. And I say, what's that all about, right? Thank you.
Yeah, so that will be one of the issues for today, to explain clearly what would be the consequences for the Hungarian people and for the Hungarian economy not to get oil and gas from Russia because we are supplied by pipelines. Pipeline is not an ideological or political issue. It's a physical reality because we don't have port, exactly as the president explained to you. So we will negotiate on that point. It's vital for us anyway.
Mr. Orban, there are two pipelines, as I understand. There's a pipeline from Ukraine and there's a pipeline from Croatia. And my understanding is that the pipeline from Croatia can provide all of Hungary's energy needs. As a result, why would you need an exemption if that's the case? Okay.
So when we discuss that issue, you should separate the gas and the oil. On the gas issue, which is very important for us, 90% of the Hungarian households based on heating system based on gas. So we have only one pipeline delivering gas to Hungary, which is the main pipeline, the Turkish one. What we got from Croatia is a very small volume supplementary gas pipeline. Okay, that's gas. Oil is another issue. So oil is coming from the Druzhba pipeline, which is the main supply, and that is a Croatian one, which is the secondary and supplementary pipeline. We would like to convince the Croatian government to enlarge it and make it possible to deliver more. Under these circumstances, it cannot be the main pipeline. It's just supplementary. But later on, with some big investments, it could serve better the interest of Hungary.
Thank you.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you. Many many people see this mission not just as an encounter between two countries, but as the symbol of the strengthening of a new conservative world alliance. Would you agree with that interpretation? And how do you see the future of Europe in the light of leaders like Viktor Orban stand up to Brussels bureaucracy and the globalist agenda?
Are you from Hungary?
Yes, I am.
I figured. The fact is that he's a great leader, and he's respected all over, not necessarily liked by some of the leaders, but, you know, those leaders have proven to be wrong. If you look at his stance on immigration and other things, you know, if you look at Europe, they've made tremendous mistakes on immigration. It's really hurting them very badly. He has not made a mistake on immigration. So he's respected by everybody. He's liked by some. And I can tell you, I like and respect. I'm a double. I like and respect him. And that's the way Hungary is being led. They're being led properly. And that's why he's going to be very successful in his upcoming election.
Mr. President,
may I have a comment
please
on that? Your language is important because the Anglo-Saxon terminology is different from the European one. So to use categories can create some misunderstanding. So I would like to be clear as much as we can. We are the only government in Europe which considers itself as a modern Christian government. All the other governments in Europe are basically liberal leftist governments. So we try to do something from 2010 which is different from what the others are doing, even at the philosophical level and at the level of practice as well, as just the president described it, like migration. So we are kind of a special island of difference in a liberal ocean.
Wow, this is so powerful. Hit pause, because I didn't watch this live. It's still ongoing. I was going to say, Orban is a trailblazer. He's one of the most important leaders in the world. He has battled Soros. Soros has pumped tens of billions per election against him. They have used that against Soros, come out and said he wants to destroy us on purpose. Orban basically sounds like my show. He does, you know, weekly addresses, you name it. He's totally informed. He's in the middle of trying to get peace, blocking EU, NATO, full war with Russia. I mean, the guy is a guardian angel. And Eastern Europe is having a huge Christian revival, and it's an example to all the rest of the world, and it's Viktor Orban. So just an amazing, amazing individual. Now, here's a clip of Trump during this discussion saying, oh, AI is the answer in the bubble. Because the bubble's just begun, folks. If you study all the numbers and development and all of it and the investment. So the globalists saying it's going to crash is so they can crash it to hurt Trump, turn him into the new Herbert Huber, and then they can buy up all the AI for pennies on the dollar. Because they're mad that there's so many competing AIs. Obama, in the last 5 years when he was president for his third term with the puppet Biden, because these big tech guys have gone public. They called him in and said, nope, none of you are allowed to do it. We got a CIA operation with Microsoft working secretly with Google and with Bezos, and it's really one AI. We're saying there's three AIs, but we want one AI. AI's got its issues and problems, and that's a whole other discussion. But like Musk said, you want a whole bunch if you're going to have it. The answer is a whole bunch. Diversity, not one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. So, because, you know, the horse already got out of the barn on this one. So, how much wealth an AI stock market crash could destroy? So, yeah, 8% of America's household wealth. So, they are openly trying to do this. I'm going to go to your calls in a moment. This is beyond criminal, just like day 37 of the shutdown. And the Democrats, Thune is now, okay, maybe we're open to give you whatever you want. Now we're totally held hostage where they get whatever they want legislatively. We didn't elect them, but they're back in power. And Thune won't get rid of the filibuster. I'll talk about that coming up. People say, well, in our whole history, nobody got rid of it. Because once you get rid of it, then the next party gets in. They can do whatever they want with a 50% vote. Well, is now the time to shatter the glass in case of fire? You bet your ass it is. This is existential. We are down to the wire here. I say pack the Supreme Court. You know, Trump can't get his Justice Department. He's getting a little bit of action, but nothing for what we need. But in other places where he can executively do it, and the Republicans control the House and Senate right now, pack the Supreme Court. Do it. They already said they're going to do it. They're getting rid of the filibuster. They said they're doing it. Well, fine. We're not going to give you the jump on us like a gunfighters. Walk out the street at high noon and, well, I'm going to let you draw first before I draw. No. As soon as you see that move, that's a duel, folks. Just like Alexander Hamilton got killed in one. Back then, it was legal. To two men walk out in the street, they'll have the judge out there to watch. Because if you pulled too early before they moved, oh, that's murder. You'll get hung. But everybody's watching. Got the judge out there watching. Going to have us a duel here. And they get their hands down there. And then right when you move, who's the fastest gun? Who's the fastest gun? So all the tyranny, all the lawfare, all the criminality, all the stuff we've seen, the pumping us full of illegal aliens, giving them triple the welfare of American citizens, $30,000 free to buy a house, free. This is the attack. So yeah, you break the glass. You get rid of the filibuster. You override them while you have the electoral trifecta victory and mandate. Trump is 100% right. I can intellectually see it. I can spiritually feel it. It's do or die time. All right, let's go to Trump on the economy. And what he's saying to boost it is true. The AI is not even in a bubble yet. If you look at all the investment and where it's going, the strategy, just agnostically look at it as a business model. It's the future. But they're telling you, oh, no, it's over. All over the news. The stock market that's globalist had the guy they're using as their poster child, Andrew Ross Sorkin, on to say 1929's here at the opening bell. This is their answer to our awakening. This is the answer to what we've been doing. If they want a war, give them one. We're in a war here, people. Trump's not doing unconstitutional stuff if we get rid of the filibuster. He's not doing unconstitutional stuff. But he is breaking the glass on what's in the Constitution for emergencies. And at 250 years in, can you deny that America's on his deathbed right now? Can you deny that this is the time to take action now? Of course you can't. Here's Trump.
Fake news. What a NBC's gone down the tubes along with most of the rest of them.
Why do you think there's such a disconnect between the economy that you're describing day to day and the way many Americans say
Well, they feel better about our country right now, other than the shutdown, obviously, which is caused by the Democrats, could be ended by the Democrats in 2 minutes. They feel much better. We have more jobs. We just set a record on jobs. You do know that? We have more investment in our country than any country in history. We're over $18 trillion as of this moment, and we're going to be maybe at $20 or $21 trillion by the time I finish up my first year. And there's been no country, China, no country in the world that's done anywhere even close to that number. Your friend Biden, as an example, in 4 years was less than a trillion. We'll be at 21 trillion in 1 year. So there's no country that was even close to that. And our country was a laughingstock all over the world. We have more jobs. We have more potential than any other country. And frankly, we're the hottest country right now. Victor said to me before, we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. Think of it. We'll have $20, $21 trillion invested. We have auto plants pouring back in. We have AI pouring back in. We're leading China in AI by a lot. We're leading everybody in every category. There's no category that we're in second place. So I just heard this yesterday that Walmart said that the Thanksgiving was 25% more expensive under Biden. That's a big, to me, that's a big number, because Walmart's respected. I mean, Walmart is Walmart, and, you know, they're giving you prices. So that would mean that the whole series of pricing and costs, you know, the groceries and everything else, it was a con job. It was a con job. Affordability, they call it, was a con job by the Democrats. The Democrats are good at a few things: cheating on elections and conning people with facts that aren't true. It was 25%. Walmart just announced it 2 days ago. 25% cheaper this year, will be cheaper to have Thanksgiving than it was a year ago under Sleepy Joe Biden.
Now, that's Trump cheerleading. The AI thing's totally true. The $20 trillion investment's all true. He has massively cut energy prices, close to half. But the business has already decided to pass on the cost, so I go out and buy stuff like you. Inflation slowed a little, but it had already gotten so bad. But overall, it's true. Imagine under Kamala. But Trump's got to balance this. He's not lying. He's like putting a positive spin on it, because if they get our confidence killed, it's over, folks. The ship sinks. And then it is, I mean, woo, baby. You understand how dangerous it is if we go into an actual depression now with a population like this and all this dependence? I mean, I'm legitimately horrified by the prospects of what this will look like, because it goes from insane to hellscape on steroids. All right. We're going to break, come back with your calls, but here's a short clip of Bannon. I got more coming up, just saying, listen, they're going to indict all of us. They've said they are. We have to indict them, and some has started and more is ready. But that's why they're so desperate when it crashes the economy. But it has to happen. It has to be an absolute total commitment and urgency to everybody. Here it is.
John Brennan is one of the key figures in what really is a massive and sprawling investigation as envisioned down in South Florida. And the reason it's down there, and that's new, that's we're reporting today, that the U.S. attorney in South Florida is leading this investigation, is because that's where the Mar-a-Lago search was. And so what they're trying to do here is knit together what they see as an ongoing conspiracy to violate Donald Trump's civil rights that began with the Russia investigation and continued on from Obama administration to Biden administration, and then somehow includes the Jack Smith investigations. It's this unified field
pause.
Theory.
I'll come back because it's a longer clip, but just we'll go back to it in a minute. We have the Arctic frost. We have the crossfire hurricane. I'm in all of them. The new ones that Senator Grassley released last week said, get Alex Jones, investigate him and all of his crew. It's an order. Of course, you found nothing. I ain't got time to hardly wipe my ass, much less do something corrupt like you people do. I don't even think like you do. So it's called straight shooting, something you people can't. You don't know how to beat us because you just don't even get straight shooters. Like, well, what's the whatever they sue me in deposition? Who gives you orders? Who funds it? How do you come up with all this? Where's the think tank? Because you're slaves, bitch. I'm in charge of my ship. I'm John Paul Jones 2.0. I made my bones when you were sucking on your bottle. You know nothing about anything. And that's why you're going to burn. I'm just trying to get you out of the way before you cause a catastrophe. We'll come back with the rest of the clip and your phone call straight ahead. Yeah! Humanity's rising! The main battle starts now! I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You, the viewer, you, the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. And then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, you know, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple tested. We sell it, get a private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He's hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation and has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, a lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear. We have the Trump gear. We have the InfoWars gear. We have the Alex Jones gear. We have the comedy gear. We have a lot of fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts. We have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, so we actually get some funds in because these are high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line. All very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there. The widest selection. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's 30 days. It started a few days ago. A Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. While supplies last, could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultramethylene Red, about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off in the future, even when it sells out for everybody else. Cancel any time. Alex Jones signature blades are in now. Knives I went out and found and thought were the best and got at low prices. They'll sell out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades. All supplies last. VIP membership. Anybody buying anything should be a VIP member. Just at checkout, pay $30 and get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Get 40% credit in the store each month instantly. Number one way to support a broadcast. 80% reorder on our supplements. Nobody else has that. That's how good they work. We support you and fight for freedom together. You support us together. We are changing the world. Stock up now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. We can't do without you. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you all.
Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're having victory after victory in battle after battle. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday upheld a Texas state law saying it's illegal to take children to sexually explicit shows. Just like it's illegal to take your five-year-old to a tit bar, you also deserve to have your ass beat. It's illegal to take children to these things, whether it's in a library or a school. Well, now, the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals rules schools cannot force students to use preferred pronouns. That just broke. All part of their devil cult. But Trump just finished up his press conference with Viktor Orban, and he said, here's another reason to get rid of the filibuster. Here's the reason to break the glass in the fire and get the fire axe to get us out of here. Here are some of the victories that could be achieved. Republicans terminate the filibuster. Voter ID, which is the key to stopping the fraud you just saw in the election Tuesday. Total proof everywhere of fraud. No mail-in voting, ending no cash bail, no welfare for illegals. But a lot more than that. Now is the time to break the glass. If they ever get back in, we're screwed. The Democratic Party has to be abolished by their own actions. The Republican Party will need to split in two. We should have a discussion about that. We can have the America First versus the more libertarian, open border, internationalists, you know, whatever. And that's okay. We can fight with each other. That's why the Civil War is already there, because the power is all there. That's coming up. I want to go to your phone calls on their attempts to crash the stock market. Will it be successful? And Trump just made statements booing the market that are accurate, but will it be enough? He has stood in the way of all their hype trying to crash the market the last 10 months of his administration. I'm just seeing massive, intense push with the shutdown could be successful. And I just want them to get the blame. Who did it? Just like the shutdown, if it happens. I'm not hyped up how close we've been quite a few times because I didn't want to add to it, but it was so bad, I have to just go ahead and say it. It's a gut level thing, which is the spirit. I have all this intellectual understanding. I constantly study, but then it's that final, is this, and it's like, yeah, they're about to crash the whole thing. And I don't want to be proven right next week. I want people to, like Trump, he moves the needle back. He gets up and says, Supreme Court gets rid of my tariffs, it will destroy the economy. It will be devastating. He said that at like 1 o'clock. What did I say at 11 a.m.? I said, Supreme Court set to overturn. They signal they're going to overturn. It will devastate the U.S. economy. Trump used the exact same word because it's not hype. We're talking devastation. He doesn't overhype stuff, neither do I. If I say devastate, folks, I mean devastate. And I'm not patronizing you. I know a lot of you are super smart and smarter than me. I'm just saying, like, how do those of us that realize how much danger everybody's in, how do we telegraph to the people, the purple, pink-haired lunatics that are on a bunch of drugs and don't have jobs and just sit around all day and, you know, wear their pentagram necklaces? How do we explain to them, why would you bet against a recovery? Why would you bet against optimism and positivity and a real plan? Trump just said, if Republicans kill the filibuster, they'll sell to victory for many years to come. If they don't, disaster waiting to happen. No crap. Me and Trump are simpatico because we've studied the angles. And to you idiot white pillars that say this is all a big show and we're invincible, man, I want to hang you up by your feet. While we sit here and get over the lawsuits, the murder attempts, the attacks, everything, crawl inch by inch, battling for every inch we get, you sit back and just go, oh, it's a master plan, everything's fine. And then you black pill people. Oh, it's all a scam. It's all one elite running. No, there used to be one globalist elite, at least over the West. It's losing its power. That's what's happening. That's why they're trying to crash the economy. Because we're winning. But we ain't won yet. And so I need you to win. I need you to speak up. I need you to pray. You to be involved. You to be engaged. You to be optimistic about the good we're doing together and critique all of us. I tell the crew, critique me. I tell them, and they got the best crew ever. Well, some have been here 20 years, but it's a lot of this old crew, but the best crew ever, because they got thick skin. They understand. I'm not perfect. I get upset. I whatever. I tell them, I don't get mad at them when they get upset at me. As long as I deserve it. Point is, steel sharpens steel. I want to be critiqued because that makes me better. So when I tell people something they can do better, it doesn't mean they've done a bad job. It means here's how we do it better, in my view. Can you show me how to do it better? A lot of times they do. That's adult. That's what made the world go round. Not everybody gets a participation trophy. I was terrible as a little kid at soccer. Terrible. I was good at track and good enough to get hurt in football. I was like, why am I a sophomore being put in training at the varsity team to be run over? I was like, I was a sophomore. I said, I quit. I was like, you're putting me on varsity at the end of the football season in a 4A school with a bunch of black dudes running over me? I was like, I like football and stuff, but I'm done. I'm outclassed here. But the point was, is that I remember in soccer at the pizza place after the end of the season, here's your participation trophy. And even as like a six-year-old kid, seven, I was like, I'm the worst player on the team. I remember like getting home and throwing it in the trash. Because as a six-year-old or seven-year-old, I knew. Now, when I won in Dallas, I quit when I was 13. I should never stop. When I won citywide and then went to state stuff and like placed third place in state freestyle races, man, I've still got those trophies somewhere. And man, when I got those trophies, when I got those ribbons, they meant something to me. Because, I mean, I was up against thousands of people and I was winning. I did that. That was mine. but those participation trophies had less value than toilet paper. Sorry, let's go to Trump and your calls. Here's Trump on why we need a filibuster. I can come up with a better list of this. Maybe listeners can comment on it. I bet we can. In fact, let's do an article. Let's ask listeners, what else can we do to get rid of the filibuster? The time for games is over. Here's Trump.
You know the Democrats are going to do that. And most of you will admit the Democrats are going to do that. So why aren't we doing it? And I think only a foolish person would be against that, especially when you realize that these are crazed people. These people are absolutely crazed. Trump derangement syndrome, whatever it may be. And I am totally in favor of terminating the filibuster. And we would be back to work within 10 minutes after that vote took place. And lots of other good things would happen. And it doesn't make any sense that a Republican would not want to do that.
If they're not going to do that, then it seems like you'd have to make a deal with Democrats to end the shutdown.
Here's some of the things that we'd pass if we terminated the filibuster. Voter ID, no mail-in voting, no cash bail, no men and women sports, no welfare for illegals. You could go on and on. This is two pages of things we'd do if you did that. Without it, I don't know that you pass anything because you can't deal with them. They're really irrational. They really are.
And Thune's a total globalist. Thune willing to give Democrats all the things they want as Friday shutdown vote looms. Already the longest shutdown, 37 days in history. The Democrats will terminate the filibuster in the first hour, and they will assume control or power. Republicans have what the Democrats want. We should do it now and have the greatest 3 years in history. Yeah, this is the time to break the glass. Now, start over with Bannon, then I'll go to your calls. I promise I love you. And then Adams is coming up. We'll do calls in the fourth hour, too. This is important. Play clip 19. I started it, but didn't play the whole thing. It's only 3 minutes long. But again, it shouldn't just be me and Bannon running around like chickens with their heads cut off. All right? This is real analysis. There's no debating this. Your whole life, everything, in a complex civilization like this, if things collapse, folks, you have two choices, loot and kill and steal or commit suicide. The way things are set up. This won't be your great-grandparents' Great Depression. This will be zombie world apocalypse. Here's the clip.
John Brennan is one of the key figures in what really is a massive and sprawling investigation as envisioned down in South Florida. And the reason it's down there, and that's new, that's we're reporting today that the U.S. attorney in South Florida is leading
this
investigation.
I said this earlier, but I'm going to say it again for this clip. He's like, how ridiculous on MSNBC. They claim it was the same investigation 2017 and 2020 and 2022. It's all in the documents. It was all run by Obama and Brennan and the Democrats. It's all released. I'm in all of them. So I've taken particular notice. They say, target my crew for investigation. Oh, we can't get Jones. Target his crew. Again, look at this little snot nose with almost no viewers. Bannon responds. Here it is.
Mar-a-Lago search was. And so what they're trying to do here is knit together what they see as an ongoing conspiracy to violate Donald Trump's civil rights that began with the Russia investigation and continued on from Obama administration to Biden administration and then somehow includes the Jack Smith investigations. It's this unified field theory of persecuting Donald Trump. And John Brennan, of course, was a central figure in the preparation of that 2017 assessment into Russian election interference. And of course, the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation figures into that. How this all shakes out, Katie, is anyone's guess because, you know, we've not seen any evidence connecting any of these things, let alone any wrongdoing. And in point of fact, as you well know, John Durham, the special counsel appointed in the Trump administration, looked exhaustively, particularly at the Russian interference assessment and at the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation and found no criminal wrongdoing by John Brennan or any other major figure. But here the Justice Department is trying to take another crack at this, as we understand.
I think what Ken has just postulated is maybe the most reasonable theory I have heard about how the Justice Department could prosecute this. And what I mean by reasonable is that by all accounts, John Brennan left government more than 8-9 years ago. Most of the crimes with which one could conceivably think of John Brennan even being remotely charged with would be time barred. The only way that the Department of Justice could potentially get around that is to charge this overarching conspiracy where the last thing done in furtherance of that conspiracy
happened in relatively recent memory.
Otherwise,
yeah, we didn't persecute anybody.
Of course, yes, lady. Just watch War Room. We explained that 9 months ago. You're just getting MSNBC's audience going to understand. They ain't been paying attention. Better start paying attention. People at MSNBC are going to be indicted. No doubt. Going to be indicted. Part of the conspiracy. And yes, John Brennan is part of the brains of the operation. This is how you go after the deep state. Not to structurally take it apart, but to make sure you put in high relief those that have been running these operations against President Trump and the MAGA movement and the country. And the country. Been at this too powerful for too long. They're about to get their comeuppance. They're going to be hiring attorneys, and they're going to be spending millions of dollars, and all of their life is going to be focused on this, keep themselves out of prison. Bolton's going to prison. Comey's going to prison. Brennan's going to prison. Weissman's going to prison. McCabe's going to prison. I can go down the drum list. I got my cheat sheet.
Stop right there. I'm going to go up and finish and go to your calls, but here's the deal. Bannon said it's the last gasp of them when they indicted him 3 years ago. Seems like a million years ago. Everything he said is coming true because we're rallying it. We're doing it. We're pushing it through the DOJ. Think the investigations of what happened to me are over? No, it was just a little test. We'll stop right there. So the point is, you guys in the enemy camp, you're in a death boat. And you're dealing with American people that are awake now. So good luck. And you go ahead and crash the economy. You go ahead. It's going to be hung around your neck like an albatross. Go back to Bannon and then your calls.
Sorry, guys. Trump came back. You never thought that would happen. You tried everything. Bankrupting. Putting him in all these false charges, all these false felonies to put him in prison, I don't know, for 300 years. And then finally to try to assassinate him. To attempt to assassinate him. None of it worked.
Yep. CJ, thanks for holding from Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex, you guys do some great work. You and Elliot, though, are masters of selling fear. And so let's do some critiquing here, steel on steel. So all major markets, stocks, bonds, currency, commodities, are very much about capital flows. Do you know the composition of who owns the stock market?
All right, I'm not going to, you asked a question that started talking. No, sorry, go ahead.
All right, the top 1% owns 50%, right? The bottom 50% owns 1%, okay? That top 1%, or the top 1% who own 50%, that's the globalists, right? The bottom 50% who own 1%, they could basically care less if the market goes down. Now, the top 10% own 90%, right? They can withstand a hit for a while. So here's the key. Here's the real big deal is that the bond market is 25 to 50% bigger than the stock market. The currency market's 25 times the size of the stock market, okay? So a stock market crash would create a flight to quality into the dollar and into bonds. We need more than anything a flight to quality into bonds because if we let our interest rates rise, and this is what Trump's been working toward, right? Moran, you know, Bessent.
So why is Trump trying to prop up? Hold on a second. Cut to your point. Why is Trump trying to prop up the stock market if it doesn't matter?
Well, here's the thing, right? Is that it? Here's the deal. Like, if we let our interest rates get out of control, this country's done. So they might just take the stock market down, and who will it hit? It'll hit the top 1% the most. Okay, to do what?
But you're not answering. You're not. The entire globalist media wants to crash the stock market. So what is the point of that?
Well, here's the point. This is so important, all right? This is so important, right? If we let our bond market, right, if we let our rates rise, this country is done, right? And not only that, it'll create a sovereign debt crisis around the world. If we actually drive
I don't know why you brought
down,
up Kirk Elliott, who's got the top-rated gold and silver company. Was I bad to plug gold the last 2 years? Was that a bad move?
Well, here's the reason why, because you know, at 4,400, you guys were pumping 1,200 in silver. I actually shorted the heck out of the market, right? Thank you for helping me pick the top. And the point is now everybody's got to recover 25%, 800 basis points for Kirk Elliott, his fees, and then another 10-12% that the stock market, that the gold market.
Oh, wow. So you're saying, gold and silver up year to date massively is a bad deal. Look, man, enjoy yourself. Silver and gold's only going to go up. You take some dips in the market, whatever. It's just a little weird pissing contest, you know, a little snipey weirdness, okay? I pitch what I think is the best move. I'm almost never wrong. Whatever. Just bizarre behavior. We pitch things that we believe are the best thing out there, and the number one performing asset is silver and gold the last 2 years. Period. So, there you go. Good luck up against that record. Tyler in Wisconsin on the economy. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, I think many people on both sides of the political spectrum and Fuentes and other influencers and other people are complaining and bitching a lot by Trump. I mean, he's doing an amazing job delivering promises on immigration. We have like these squads of guys coming out of helicopters and going around rounding up everybody.
And let's be clear, they dismantled the enforcement. Now, Fuentes has finally admitted that he was basically wrong on that, which is, you know, good of him. Here's the deal. Biden killed enforcement, overhead shot. Trump has been in 10 months, and enforcement's literally going that way. So you don't bitch about that. Like, you know, I got to say, other than Kennedy with the health stuff, ICE is the MVP. I mean, they are Michael Jordan, man. God, three or four of them go out to hordes of 100 people attacking them and arresting hardened criminals. These are badasses.
Yeah, and then he's doing stellar job on the tariffs and no wars. There's no major wars. I don't count Venezuela or the strike in Iran. You know, he has tamed the Israeli lion, the Russian bear, and the Chinese dragon. You know, with Fuentes, I think he's a lot of his problem is that he's sex-starved. You should find him a girlfriend. He just needs to get laid. And, you know, President Trump is ahead like he has a time machine, including in the economy. He's such a good businessman. So I think
I don't mean to be mean to Nick, because, look, I think Nick's really smart. And I think overall it's a healthy thing not to be politically correct. So I like Nick. But I've told Nick, don't be scared of the pussy. So, you know, it's what you need to go to the next level. It's just part of being a man. And, yeah, dealing with women, all of it is a hassle. But it's like it's a good hassle. It's to be a man. You got to get a woman. You got to have a family. You got to have kids. It's just what you're supposed to do. It's just part of the deal.
Drain the poison, you know, and, you know, a lot of them are acting like ungrateful children. You know, they haven't even said thank you for anything. You know, he has the media by the balls. We've come so far, like, they're talking about chemtrails and vaccines and autism and stuff that was never talked about before. You know,
no, I agree. So I mean, we have moved the needle massively. Praise God.
And I think this is all about him being, you know, I've mentioned before, he's the, like, blood moon eclipse president, chaos and order. Every time there's a full moon or a new moon, some big moves are always made.
Well, sure, back to Nick. I think it's healthy to criticize Trump and foreign influences, but I think it's a portion of what we do. We can't just only know about that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And like, you know, he offers his criticism. I watch his show often. Fuentes, it's a great show. He has great commentary. And he only does critique. He doesn't offer any solution. It's like, okay, smart guy, what would you do? You know, I mean, Trump is literally like Neo from the Matrix dodging bullets. You know, he's like taking on everybody pretty much single-handedly. So many people are sniping him.
Oh, I mean, let me hear it. Trump is definitely overturning the globalist, and 95% of what he's doing is pro-human. And it's absolutely real, and it's beautiful. Thanks to the call. And I meant to get into Nick and this so-called Republican Civil War. This is a very healthy thing happening. We just don't need to panic like they're doing and like actually get into it. Just see what it is. And Nick is a big part of it. Nick's very smart. Okay. And he's very funny. The thing is, he's getting better. I'd seen Nick like 5-6 years ago. I was like, yeah, it's, you know, edgelording, whatever. Yeah. I knew him like 9 years ago. I'm like, yeah. He's very funny, very charismatic, getting better and better. And people say, oh, God, anti-Semitic. You say white people are inherently evil, folks. And Catholics are the devil. What do you think people are going to do? And he's even moderating now because with great power comes great responsibility. So I'm overall think Nick is doing a good job. He's moving in the right direction. He's listening to me. And I'm going to say he does what I say, but I mean, he listens to me. But I can smell victory. Like, I've been behind the scenes with Joe Rogan. Not going to get a long story, but so I'm kind of like, people see my public work, but I got to tell you, I didn't see this in the past. I'm on a power trip, but I'm kind of archetypally like, in the story of King Arthur, you've got the wizard. who's behind the scenes and doing all this stuff. And I don't say that I've been a power trip. I realize, like, I'm an archetypal Merlin now. Like, because a lot of stuff you don't know about, I'll talk about it on air. Like, anything I do behind the scenes is even way more powerful than on air. It's just a few phone calls, a few things. It's just like, it's like trend after trend. And that's God working through me, though. But I'm pulling a major Merlin Uther Pendragon operation here. And I'm looking for the, not one King Arthur's, but a whole bunch of King Arthur's to lead us out of this. All right, Vance in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
How you doing today?
I'm fighting as hard as I can.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, too. So I got a couple questions for you. First of all, I read an article that Kanye West visited with a New York rabbi and blames his bipolar disorder on his anti-Semitism. And then another one was, does Blair White have a penis?
Well, sounds like a prank call. I have no idea what you're talking about. People act like it's hypocritical that I've had Blair White on, who's a very nice person, who I had on like 10 years ago, and then since then many times, who is a boy that thought he was a girl, who doesn't want to target kids. I don't hate men that think they're women. I've always said that. I don't like the left using that to target kids. So the people try to act like it's a paradoxical contradiction. No, I don't hate gay people. Just don't target kids. I don't hate people that think they're a woman. Just don't target kids. I like Blair White. Blair White's a very nice person. And you know, when I've been at comedy clubs to see Joe Rogan, when Blair White's there, Blair White goes to the men's bathroom. It's not my business, man. My thing is, I've been around. I've seen a few things. I don't hate anybody if they're not targeting children and doing all this stuff. So I've come from this from a perspective. I mean, I was covering the whole trans thing before anybody else decades ago. And I predicted it all because I had this Tavistock Institute battle plan. We're going to break. Remember, I can't do this without you. TheAlexShowStore.com has the widest selection of the very best supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it. The big sale ends Sunday. 50% off on the top supplements. We sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime. 25% off on top of that. And if you have the app, at TheAlexJonesApp.com, AlexJonesApp.com, Droid or Apple, free, get 20% off using the shopping cart on there. It's the same shopping cart. Everything's a loss leader with that. And they're getting in the Christmas sweaters, their limited edition, and so much more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. TheAlexJonesStore.com, powering the second American pro-human revolution worldwide. Take action now. The Cordons of Liberty. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globals hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of TheAlexJonesStore.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar, my crew is the InfoWar, the caller, the guest. All of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off on things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I salute all of you and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
Truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones